ya lo hace, pierna derecha, directo al arco, ¡golazo! ¡Golazo!
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Friday, September 20th, 2019. I'm Kevin Larame, and I'm going solo today. I'm pulling a Jason Derulo and going solo. Dwayne is on assignment today. A little bit of news to start the show, then we'll transition into our games of the weekend. We'll look at what's going on in Europe in the major leagues, and of course we'll finish the show with our bread and butter, Major League Soccer, and the games that do have a playoff implications this weekend. Let's start the show today by just going over the last few days, if not weeks, of news around Major League Soccer and the world of football, and we'll talk about the implications of the news. We'll start with David Silva was rumored the last couple days to be joining Inter Miami next year for their first season. David Silva, Manchester City fame, a great player, midfielder. David Silva entourage denies, that's just later today, well, earlier today they denied the fact that they could be joining Inter Miami, Internazionale de Miami, for their first season in 2020. Now, who's right, who's wrong? We have seen players being linked with Major League Soccer team denying it and then appearing for that exact team in Major League Soccer. We have seen also the exact opposite. So, which one is correct? Which one is right? That's the question. Who knows? But David Silva could be the type of player Miami could go after. A player similar to Pirlo when Pirlo joined NYCFC a bit earlier, a bit younger for David Silva. What is he, 33, 34 right now? So him joining Inter Miami would be a positive for the new Major League Soccer club in 2020. The expansion side with Nashville. We'll talk about the expansion details later on. Now move on to Joseph Martinez. The prolific goal scorer of Major League Soccer over the last couple of years is finally getting some attention from Europe. When I say finally, as we knew he was going to eventually leave the league. When is it going to happen? This year and the year after, we'll see. Guess who would be apparently interested in Joseph Martinez? Newcastle United from the Premier League. The Magpies, which already bought Miguel Almirón from Atlanta last year. Miguel Almirón has not necessarily had a lot of success so far in Newcastle. He's been playing well, but on the tally, on the sheet, and the box score at the end of games, assists and goals are not showing up for Miguel Almirón. Joseph Martinez could be the answer. You bring back that dynamic duo together for the Magpies in the Premier League. Maybe you will get some goals and assists coming from the two players. But Joseph Martinez gathering attention in Europe, and apparently Newcastle is future potential destination, and who knows if that's going to be the case, but we'll follow the situation. He's in the running right now with Carlos Vela and Zlatan Ibrahimovic for the Golden Boot in Major League Soccer. It's quite a fascinating race, and we'll see who scores more in the end of September until the beginning of October, when the regular season of Major League Soccer finishes, and we'll see which of those three teams actually profits more from the goal-scoring ability. The Galaxy could miss the playoffs altogether. What good is it to have the Golden Boot and an amazing DP in your team if you can't even make the playoffs? That's a question we'll have for the Galaxy in the coming few weeks if they miss the playoffs. For Carlos Vela, one of the best season ever for LAFC as an MLS team, will probably, if not, will win the Supporters Shield in 2019, heading into the playoffs with momentum but time to rest their key players too. Prolific season of Carlos Vela, if he wins a Golden Boot, would have been taken advantage of, and they would have won at least already a trophy in the regular season heading into the playoff with some momentum. So if you are LAFC, this race is kind of important. And the same for Atlanta. Atlanta had some difficulty starting the year with their new manager, Frank de Boer. It has gone back to regular, you would say, for Atlanta. They do have some chemistry and hold habits die hard. And the habit of winning came back to the surface for Atlanta. And they have been one of the best teams over the last 3 months in Major League Soccer, which is one of the reasons why Yoesa Martinez, too, is there. He has scored a lot of goals in that run. So for Yoesa Martinez and for as well as Zlatan and Vela, it's quite an interesting and fascinating battle for the Golden Boot. And now another news. This one is more on the Canadian side of things, and we do wish him the best. Paul Byrne, president of the Canadian Premier League, will be stepping down at the end of the regular season, the first season, and he will get some rest and go on to other ventures, probably. We wish him the best. We hope that the Canadian Premier League is all that he was hoping for, and we do appreciate his efforts starting this adventure in Canada of the beautiful game that will now be known as the Canadian Premier League. Thank you, Paul Byrne, for your time, devotion, and passion to the beautiful game in Canada. See you on a terrace near you. Moving on to Minnesota United. Minnesota United player Brent Common suspended 10 days for MLS substance abuse. The anti-doping aspect of Major League Soccer has suspended the midfielder. Oh, I don't know the substance. It's hard to find the actual substance, but it is apparently a doping substance that he allegedly, well, not allegedly, he violated the anti-doping policies of Major League Soccer and is suspended for 10 days from Major League Soccer. Now, Sacramento, well, we announced a couple of weeks ago that we heard that Sacramento would probably be the next Major League Soccer expansion team announced by Major League Soccer. And we've heard that from multiple sources. Yesterday, CBSSports.com published an article that mentioned that Sacramento would be the 2020, well, the latest announced expansion team, not for 2020, but for the few years after, probably 2022 or a little later in my mind. But then Major League Soccer denied that story, denied that the choice was made, and denied that an announcement is pending. So who's right, who's wrong, once again, we'll see a bit later in the season. I wouldn't be surprised if an announcement for an expansion team would be done in the offseason and not during the regular season, now being a total focus right now, already having two teams coming into the league next year with Nashville and, of course, Miami, the David Beckhams. I think that should be the freaking nickname of the team. The Miami Beckhams. Come on, the Beckhams are in town. What are you going to do? What you going to do, bad boy Miami? This all feels just too good to be true. Speaking of Miami and Nashville, yesterday, Major League Soccer announced the details of the expansion draft and how it will happen. It's a bit complicated. Hopefully, we get the gist of it. You can see on your screen if you are listening to us live or if you're listening to podcasts. Here's how it goes. This is the press release from Major League Soccer announcing the details for the expansion draft. Another piece in the roster build is set for 2020's MLS expansion sides, Inter Miami and Nashville SC. As the league announced Thursday details for the 2019 MLS expansion draft on November 19th, both clubs will each be able to select up to 5 players currently on MLS teams. All teams will now be able to protect 12 players after previously being allowed to place 11 on their protected lists. So one more player protected than previous expansion drafts, or last year's for FC Cincinnati and the LAFC one prior to this one. A complete list of expansion draft eligible players will be released on November 16th. After having players selected by FC Cincinnati in 2018, DC United, Vancouver Whitecaps, FC Dallas, the Houston Dynamo, and the New York Red Bulls will be exempt from having anybody chosen this go-around. Eligible players from the league, Legible layers or legible players? Is it a typo or am I not reading properly? That's the question. Eligible players from the league's other 18 teams, though, are fair game. So it is a typo. Now, the expansion priority draft. So 18 teams will be the pool for the players. 5 players per team, maximum of 12 players protected per team instead of 11. That's a big difference. And teams that had players picked from in 2018 by Cincinnati will now be included in this expansion draft. Now, there's an expansion priority draft, which goes as follows. The league has also announced procedures for the MLS expansion priority draft, which will determine the order for the 5 available player acquisition methods. Yes. After an opening coin toss, yes, a coin toss. I hope that coin toss is televised. Come on, MLS, put it on YouTube. Put it on, who puts things on YouTube? Put it live on social media. I want to see that coin toss. Put some music. Probably find a sponsor for that coin toss. This coin toss is brought to you by, insert sponsor name right here. But that could be interesting. After an opening coin toss to determine the first pick, teams will alternate through subsequent selections until all roster building mechanisms have been chosen. Example, number 1 pick in 2018 MLS expansion draft. All right, okay, is it you're going to have that coin? That coin's going to have Nashville on one side, Miami on the other. They flip. Okay, Miami, you win. You want the expansion draft? Yes, no, okay, you got it. And then Nashville will get the 2020 Super Draft number 1 pick. And then Miami will get the number 1 position in the allocation ranking order. Then Nashville will get the penultimate position in the re-entry and end of the year waiver order draft. And then the penultimate position will go to Miami for the fifth one. So on and so forth. The order will be determined on MLSsoccer.com's October 6th Match Day Central Decision Day, presented by AT&T, the pregame show. So you have more news here, but you'll have, of course, people from Miami, so Jorge Mas, Paul McDonough. You have people from Nashville, Ian Ayer, and general manager Mike Jacobs present on that show for the coin toss. So the coin toss will be televised, and that makes me happy. So we have more details surrounding the expansion draft in Major League Soccer, which is coming. Better get used to those. Once every 2 years now, in the last couple of years, we have seen it. And by the way, if you're wondering, if you're watching live, what are the stripes on my face right now? The sun has decided to peek right through the studio window, and I'm live, and I can't do nothing about it. So it is what it is. You're seeing behind the curtains, literally the sun behind the curtains here in the studio of the Sports Podcasting Network. Now let's continue talking about the beautiful game this weekend around the world. Of course, the Premier League will have a few exciting games this weekend for sure. But the one that I'm looking forward to, of course, I could have chosen, and I did put it on my list, the Chelsea-Liverpool Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. A great game. Chelsea needs points in the league. Can they come back from a hard defeat in the Champions League earlier this week, but facing Liverpool, which won't be easy? But the game that I actually think will be fascinating to watch in a close, tight-knit affair, and could be, for entertainment purposes, high up there. Burnley FC, Norwich City, tomorrow at 10 a.m. I think this is going to be a fascinating game. The style of Norwich versus the style of Burnley. Styles make fight, they say. Styles also makes a great soccer game. And I think Burnley-Norwich will be a great game. And that's one of my games of the weekend. Of course, I mentioned Chelsea-Liverpool is another great game. Before I talk about my third game, let's go to Ligue 1. Just quickly look at what's happening this weekend. Marseille-Montpellier, that's a good one. That could be one of the games of the weekend. 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Marseille-Montpellier, two good teams that are having a great season. Rennes and LOSC is another one. Can Rennes get points? They had a draw earlier this last weekend against Brest, a 0-0 draw. But hopefully Ren gets back to winning if they want to continue to be high up there. In the league table, PSG is facing Lyon. That's another very fascinating matchup. Two great teams in France in La Liga. Lyon at home versus PSG, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's another great game. Speaking of, I just saw Angers and Saint-Étienne. Saint-Étienne, they played yesterday in Europa League. That's why they're playing on a Sunday. They played against Ghent. And you know who plays for Ghent, right? Come on, you know. You know who plays for Ghent. Canadian superstar Jonathan David scored twice yesterday in Europa League to propel his team to a win over Saint-Étienne. And that's not too shabby at all. Jonathan David scoring like there's no tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, there's a couple of good games in Italy. And one of my games of the weekend is in Italy. It is this Sunday. Actually, no, it's Saturday. Tomorrow, 2:45 p.m. Eastern. AC Milan versus Inter Milan. The Milan Derby at the San Siro. That's going to be a fascinating matchup. Of course, Inter is better right now than Milan, and by far, Lukaku is having quite an impact in his first few weeks with Inter. We're seeing sometimes changing team, city, league does give you a different outlook on things. And how Lukaku has been responding to, of course, the controversy. Well, not controversy. Nothing controversial about it, except that it's uncalled for, the racism at Lukaku, especially how Syria handled the racism aspect and literally clearing everyone of anything of wrongdoing. There won't be any sanctions on anyone with what happened versus Lukaku a few weeks ago. And that's a shame. But how Lukaku has responded and how he has played on the field and how he has performed, Lukaku has all my admiration. Wow, it's been impressive seeing Romelu and how he's playing in Serie A this year. It has been fascinating. Here's the Bundesliga schedule for this weekend. A couple of interesting games for sure, but nothing quite as salivating as an Inter Milan derby. La Liga, it's kind of a weird La Liga this year. I know we're trying to get into it. We're trying to. But there's some weird results, which is kind of good. Granada, Barcelona, I don't think that will be a different one. Real Madrid's facing Sevilla, so that's kind of a good one. It's not your 2 years ago Sevilla, unfortunately. But Real Madrid are not necessarily playing well. And we'll have to travel to Sevilla to see how they're doing this week after a tough loss in the Champions League in midweek. Just before we move on to look at Major League Soccer and the schedule of Major League Soccer this weekend, NYCFC might have a problem in the next few weeks. The Yankees are going in the playoffs in Major League Baseball, and this might affect where NYCFC has to play and when in the playoffs for NYCFC. They might not be able to play at their home stadium. And we've seen over the years a different spot. They played in Connecticut once. They've actually played at Citi Field as well, which is what I think probably might happen because the Mets are not going anywhere. The Mets are making the playoffs. And you see on your screen, this is what Citi Field looks like when it's configured for soccer. It's actually a bigger field than at the Yankee Stadium. The way it's configured, you can just remove the entirety of dirt right now. It's not like you're going to use it for baseball again this year. So, why not just make it a good habit? Which prompts me to think, could this be a potential for the future? Because it is a bit bigger than it would be at Yankee Stadium. Not like remotely, like it's marginally bigger. Wouldn't it be largely bigger? Just remotely, you just see the sidelines are a bit wider between the 18-yard box and the sidelines. You're seeing the pith a little longer. Just enough to create at least the feel of a soccer game and not playing in a phone booth. Could City Field be an option for NYCFC in the short-term future until the soccer stadium is finally agreed upon, especially the location, to be built? Could City Field be a potential for NYCFC? It got me thinking, looking at this image, looking at the potential, and looking at the rumors earlier this week that say, not only could this be what happens for the playoff this year, this could be the future as well, the solution. But NYCFC at City Field, until you find a place to build your stadium for NYCFC. Maybe. It's a thought. It's just a thought experiment. It's a thought process. And I thought it was worth mentioning it to you. We'll see. There were some rumors earlier this week that this could be the case. Doesn't look half bad. It's not an old stadium. It's pretty recent. You have all the amenities. You can get there. It's not as maybe as easy to get there than Yankee Stadium, but I'm not in the Big Apple. You would have to tell me if it would be a good choice for NYCFC. If the Yankee Stadium is not available to go to City Field, or maybe for the future to play the regular season game at City Field, maybe that does. It does. It is going to make everybody else happy because they wouldn't have to play a god-awful small Yankee Stadium pitch, but we'll see. Major League Soccer tomorrow. A couple of interesting games. Atlanta United, San Jose, Vancouver. We'll see if Atlanta can turn around after a surprising midweek loss against Cincinnati. And trust me, I know how that feels, being there last Saturday when the Impact had a surprising loss. I don't know if it was that surprising, but I had a surprising loss versus Cincinnati. Vancouver, Columbus, Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. New England, Real Salt Lake. New England battling for a playoff spot. Real Salt Lake battling for positioning in a playoff spot as well. It's so tight in both conferences. And Monday on the show, we'll do a playoff deep dive. We'll look at the standings after the weekends and truly give you a feel of what we think is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. FC Cincinnati at home versus a surging Chicago. Chicago wants to continue and put pressure and breathe down the neck of the Montreal Impact, another playoff contending team. They have to win on the road at Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati. Can Chicago get it done? Maybe. It's now or never. Their big win last week against FC Dallas 4-0 does give them an opportunity to have a meaningful game tomorrow. Having a meaningful late September game, late season game for Chicago is already a win. But with a win against FC Cincinnati, they could truly give a scare to the teams already battling for a playoff spot. Sporting Kansas City, Colorado. Moving on. Houston, Orlando, 8:30 p.m. LAFC, Toronto FC, Saturday, 10:30 p.m. And at the same time, LA Galaxy, the Montreal Impact. Both teams playing in the Canadian Championship Final, which is underway. They played Wednesday. Montreal won 1-0 at home. Both teams face Wednesday in the second leg in Toronto. Both teams having to travel to LA. Different part. Toronto's actually going to LA, and Montreal's going to Carson. But both are traveling to California. Going California, gonna live. Hopefully not too much tequila night after night for Toronto and Montreal. Portland, Minnesota. Speaking of Minnesota, we'll see how they handle the loss of Brent Kalman, suspended for doping. FC Dallas, NYCFC, the New York Red Bulls, Philadelphia, Philly. If Philly wins this one on the road, Philly, wow. Impressive this year. Hats off to Philly. Took me a while to be a believer. But better late than never. The Red Bulls, though. If the Red Bulls slide at home, they lose another one at Red Bull Arena. Especially this one against Philly. And if you add a New England potentially winning a game. Chicago maybe winning a game. And wow, it's becoming. It's going to be tight in the East. So close. So close battle for the playoffs. DC United, the Seattle Sounders, last game of the weekend. We'll see how Wayne Rooney handles the last few weeks of his Major League Soccer career. Same thing for DC United, though. If they lose again, a team that feels like it's losing its soul because, well, it's like the players have, a lot of players don't necessarily care anymore. And the fact that Wayne Rooney is leaving is the entire project that is now up for questioning and up for, it's uncertain, right? You have your talisman is leaving for Europe and he's leaving for Derby County for a player manager role. How's everyone feeling about the project of DC now? Players included. We'll see. We'll see what that's, what it does. You see how the DC's been playing after the announcement that Wayne Rooney was leaving? Yeah, there's a difference. You know that third and fourth effort that you go, that you do, you give on a play, battling for that ball? Yeah, you don't do that anymore. And it could be subconscious. You see the results, though, when you look at DC and their form. But they're still in it, though. With a win this weekend, they're still in it. That's what makes Major League Soccer, the end of the season, who's facing who, fascinating. And we'll have more on Monday's show. Until then, you can follow me on Twitter at Kev Larme. You can follow Dwayne at 24th Minute. And you can follow us here at Soccer Today SPN Live, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. If you like what Dwayne and I do on a regular basis and you would like to contribute to our success and the growth of this show, of the channel, we've doubled the listenership over the last few months, and that's thanks to your help. Thanks to when you share the show, one of your friends discover it, when you comment, your review on iTunes, when you subscribe. The more subscription we have, the more we can have, the more we appear in searches and rankings, and that helps with the growth of the show. It helps with the revenues created with the show on all the different platforms and different ad revenues agencies. And the more listenership, the more Patreon we have, the more I can do, the more we can do. And speaking of patrons, if you want to get access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, $2 a month will give you access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only, which had a bonus show this week yesterday, dropping with Wilmer Cabrera, Greg Fanny, Laurent Sima, Samuel Piet, Zachary Broguillard, and also the thought of Clément Diop after the Canadian Championship. It's a bonus show for patrons only. $2 a month will give you access to this show and our archives as well. But until Monday, I'm Kevin Larame. Dwayne will be back Monday. Don't forget to follow Dwayne at 24th Minute as well. But he doesn't need your help. Dude's got almost 10K. I need your help. I suck. Not even at 2K. Follow me. Come on. You're listening to the show? Give me a follow. But until Monday, have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.